So feedback can be very simple if you keep it simple. Feedback should be direct, and feedback should be concise. When we allow our discomfort to add words to our feedback, we sometimes dilute the message. And we give people fodder to interpret what it is that we're trying to say in ways that aren't necessarily what we mean to convey. So feedback should be as early, as direct, and as concise as possible. And just tell people what it is that was bothersome or upsetting, without much room for interpretation, and have that be that. That might sound a little too harsh, and it might sound a little bit too aggressive, but in fact, I think that people really appreciate if you can really clearly say, this thing that occurred was disturbing, and here's why. Another important part of feedback is that when you give it, you need to make sure that you're not giving feedback based upon things that you're bringing to the table that aren't necessarily more global. And so it's always important when somebody upsets you or does something that you find objectionable to always sort of check yourself first and say, is this my issue? And if it is, then you know maybe take a little bit more time and think about whether you want to provide feedback or not. Sometimes it's feedback to you. Like, let's say something happens between you and me and it rubs me the wrong way, it irks me, or it's perhaps something that you do a lot that I haven't said anything about. I'm at a decision point there. Do I say something to you, or do I carry it around with me? And then do I carry it to my next meeting? Do I carry it to dinner tonight? Do I maybe dream about it? Does it preoccupy me the next day? Does it affect me when I'm going to see you in the hallway or know I'm going to be in another meeting with you and wonder if you're going to do this thing again? I think we have to really stop and ask ourselves, does this thing really bother me enough? Or is it troublesome enough that I think it's deserving of feedback? And then it's just a matter of being more efficient with it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you've done something and I can simply say, I didn't like that. Or that actually rubbed me the wrong way. And, you know, maybe it's me, but let me tell you why. Or, you know, I'm concerned about this thing that you say because people can misinterpret it. Our experience of our jobs will be so much richer and better if we can truly feel safe and happy at work. You know, we all came into our fields because they interested us. We're here to help. And when interactions or experiences get in the way of our ability to fully experience what we've come here to experience, it's a disappointment for all of us. And by creating a culture where it's safe to talk, you know, to tell someone how you feel about something, a culture where it's safe to say that doesn't work for me or what you're doing is getting in the way of my ability to do my job in the best way that I possibly can, the safer we can make it for people to have those what are currently uncomfortable conversations and make them comfortable and make them part of the culture, we're going to elevate everyone's ability to have a great experience at work. And when we are having a great experience at work, we are our best selves to be able to provide a better experience for our patients, for our colleagues, for our caregivers, for everybody.